show at Epitalk 106.5, 34 minutes after the hour on this Tuesday morning. Thank you very much for listening. Still come on the program this morning, National Files, Patrick Halley. And we'll talk to former State Senator Dick Brubaker. That's all in the 11 o'clock hour. Make sure you stay tuned for that. 251-343-0106 if you would like to weigh in on anything we're talking about this morning. Joining us now is my pleasure to introduce our next guest. He represents folks up as Washington County, Choctaw County, hails from Butler, Alabama, and always good to get him on, State Representative Brett Easterbrook. Representative, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Representative, what do you, first off, so I know this has been kind of a ongoing issue, and I always want to make sure that we keep it on the radar here, but I know your colleague, Representative Stringer, had a press conference last week, getting 45, getting some action on that. Any signs of optimism or reasons to be hopeful, you think? Any movement there?
There's been no movement by the governor or Al Doc that I'm aware of, or that they've let us know about. We will continue to ramp up the pressure. Something has to be done. They can't keep ignoring it.
Well, I guess at least now there's at least a awareness, a public relations effort, getting the media involved, that this stretch of road, vital stretch of road to Alabama, I think, it's neglected, but it continues to be neglected. I think it was you originally told me this, that you think it's there's the politics of it. There just aren't enough votes in that part of the state.
That's the only issue that I can say for the reason. It's the day I win the state, and nothing's being done. So I can't come up with another reason as to why it hasn't already been done. It should have been done years ago. It's the deadliest highway in the state. It overtook Highway 98 when they four-lane Highway 45 all the way down to Mississippi Line. There's no excuse for it to be four-lane.
So you said
they don't even.
Excuse me. You say there's no movement on this, but do you get any sense that are you at least hearing from John Cooper, the ALDOT director, or anybody in Governor Ivey's office?
No. So far.
Let me ask you this way: Have you personally put in a call to them, and they just aren't returning your calls?
We've asked for a meeting. We still don't have a meeting. We've had meeting after meeting after meeting, but we've asked for another one. Since all of the Mobile delegation signed the letter, I sent a letter. Part of the Baldwin County delegation signed the letter requesting that something be done with 45. We requested a meeting with that. So far, we don't have one.
Right, we keep having these tragedies on that stretch of roadway. And how much could be done there, it's, I don't know, but I guess the problem is, how many of these tragedies do you need until you actually get a response from somebody in Montgomery?
Yep, it's hard for me to understand. They have the records. They know that it's deadly. They get those records every month. They know exactly how many people have been killed on that highway. There's no way to sugarcoat it. It's just, to me, it's exactly what you said a while ago. It comes down to neglect.
Now, Governor Ivey, in her State of the State address, I guess she's fulfilling a long lost dream or something to get 43. I guess make it four lane, kind of a parallel highway, north south highway. It runs the western part of the state, to get it four lane, all the way to, I would assume, to I-20 somewhere and then connect into Tuscaloosa. She mentioned that in her State of State address. And were you surprised by that? I don't think many people saw that coming. But does that mean anything? Do you think that is a reason for either optimism or that it's no longer, that it could be even less of a priority going forward?
I'm optimistic that it will happen. It's the deadliest highway in the state. How much pressure do we have to turn up to to do it. I was not surprised about 43. I've known that that was her top priority from day one. And it is a good priority. It really helps that portion of the state with industry to be able to travel north and south. We could only go south from Thomasville back to I-65. So that's a big help from an industrial standpoint. We still need to be able to go east and west. But at least with that, we can go north and go up to I-20. East or west. It's a big help, that is, for that part of the state. But that's the top of that 50 years. So.
Yeah.
I'm thankful to have Highway 43. But we've been neglected for 50 years. We can't just say, well, there's the portion for that section of the state for this year or for next year.
Our representatives,
we have to catch up to the rest of the state.
Representative, let me ask you this as well about the legislature voted in a gas tax increase, and not that we were expecting an immediate all our road problems solved off of that gas tax increase, but I don't think it's too much to ask that people are paying more at the pump that you don't at least get a phone call or your calls returned or a conversation about any of these road projects that are important to your district, not just Highway 45, but do you find that you're at least getting a for your support of the gas tax? Do you find that they're even willing to talk about these issues with you there at the upper echelons of state government?
They're willing to talk about them, but it does take long with me for talk without action. Doesn't mean much. I want action. I don't come from a political background. I'm not used to all that political talk and talking around, but I want something done. But the talk doesn't go once or twice, two or three, four, five times to talk about it, okay. But it's time to do something. Time to make the commitment.
Yeah, and this was you're the first to, I really heard step out in front of this and raise this issue about, Director Cooper being responsive especially on Highway 45. But I think that was a sentiment that was echoed by some of your colleagues throughout the state on their road projects, that it doesn't seem to be, that they have, the Alabama Department of Transportation has their own ideas about the way things should be and what should get priority, and they don't seem very responsive. I know there's politics involved, but I mean that's kind of the nature of our democracy, that we vote you guys to represent every part of the state. But they don't seem as responsive to the legislature on a lot of these things, that they're engineers and they have a way they're going to do this. It's their way or the highway, and we've seen it time and time and time again.
Exactly. And when you look at where the money's being spent, it's the same places that they've spent it in the last 50 years. The majority of them. 43 is going to be an exception to that. But look at where the money's being spent. Look at it county by county.
Do you think that they're just hoping maybe eventually the federal government will say, hey, we can make 45 an evacuation route for hurricanes and natural disaster? I don't know. It's the same thing with the crossing of the bay down here in Mobile, that it's one of these things that gets kicked down the road, kicked down the road, kicked down the road. Meanwhile, they completely remade I-2059 through downtown Birmingham, and then that went up in a hurry. But how many times has that been that issue there in Birmingham been addressed? While Highway 45, which as far as I could tell, since the early part of the last century, has been kind of in that same state, that same condition.
Yep. And the perfect opportunity to do the Bayway and Highway 45 for an evacuation route was with the oil spill money. But that didn't happen. They put it in the general fund, and who knows where it went. That oil spill money did not affect Other areas like it did South Alabama, but that's not where the money was spent.
Well, do you think, though, that I guess it's all kind of tribal and the politics are what they are, but that they they just assume that no one – it seems – this is what it seems like to me, that this is a part of the state that many people aren't thinking about, and if we have to leave it neglected, so be it, that there are other that is why – you know, what motivates any administration not – to have neglected this for all these years?
I can see nothing but votes. You know, we don't have a high percentage of the vote totals in that whole one-fourth of the state. That's why the state is in, that portion of the state is in decline. It's been no infrastructure spending that for 50 years. Where you spend the infrastructure money is exactly where you see the growth in the state. And that's not always been the case.
And it seems like that's a place where the you want to raise the statistics, the quality of life statistics for the state of Alabama. They got to start looking at some of these underserved areas in the state, and it may go beyond just highways. There may be other aspects to this, but the 45 Highway 45 issue seems to be kind of a good textbook example of, I think, the way the state's been governed for decades.
I would agree completely. It's at least a 50-year problem.
Yeah, and trying to figure out, I don't know, I guess it's not something somebody can run on at the state level, but it sounds like certainly something that you think that you think is worth taking notice of. But to get the ball moving on this, I mean, do you need to talk to more of your colleagues in the legislature, or does it take something more grassroots than that? Does it take people, you know, getting engaged in the process? What do you think if you're wargaming this and you want to get that ball across the goal line? What needs to happen?
We have more support in the legislature than I think than they've ever had. The fact that Mobile Baldwin County delegation signed on to it. I was not surprised with the northern part of the Mobile delegation, but even the southern part, they see the need. They see what it would do for the area also. Baldwin County, the same thing. There's a lot of people coming to their beaches. We see, when you talk to the people in the legislature, they understand and they see it. So, you know, to pass a law to do it again, which happened once before, you would have to have a veto-proof majority. I'm not sure that you can get that. It requires the governor's signature even if it's passed it in the legislature.
Well, you override a veto in the legislature with a simple majority, right?
Right. You override it with
60%. But, yeah, well, fair enough. But it does seem to me, though, that it's going to take something like that. I hear complaints. You're not alone here. Your colleague Andy Witt has a similar situation up in North Alabama. And my guess is that we watched this unfold during the whole toll bridge saga, that you have an ALDOT director that just doesn't seem to care about what the legislature thinks. They got their agenda. That doesn't seem to be, I mean, that's like borderline deep state stuff, that they're using it in some cases, but during many years they used it politically, you know. That there's some problems in the way we do transportation in this state when it's ran the way it is.
Absolutely. The transportation needs to be, ALDOT needs to be completely redone. It should be done like the Port Authority, so that it's not a political situation. Every governor wants their own ALDOT director. Plans completely change. The governor's worried about getting elected, but guess where they want to spend their money? Where the most people are at. ALDOT directors should be hired, and hired the right ones, and they should not be changed every 4 years or every 8 years. There's no way to have long-term plans. They change every time the government changes.
So you would be opposed to, say, having these guys elected?
Pardon?
Would you be opposed to having an ALDOT director as an elected office? I think some states do it. Mississippi?
Absolutely not. Mississippi does. I would not be opposed to that at all. I would not be opposed to a a committee that hired an out-of-out director, and he stayed until he didn't meet the goals of the legislature or something, so that it's not a political appointment, and it's not changed every 4 to 8 years.
Well, I think you're not going to get a lot of disagreement from people, especially from this part of state, because this agency has let us down time and time again. Representative, we're up against a break here. I know you're heading up, or if you're not already there already, to Montgomery session back underway. But certainly do appreciate you coming on and spending some time with us this morning.
All right. Thank you.
That was State Representative Brady Easterbrook on the line, joining us to talk about the, like I say, the persistent Highway 45 issue that we'll bring up as I see appropriate, I suppose, from time to time. Got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 1065.
Same for me. I've done it many times. Somebody take me home.